From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, flash flooding and the risk of drowning. First, though, a McKinney police officer has been placed on administrative leave after a video showed him pushing a 14-year-old girl to the ground outside a pool party Friday. The video shows Police Corporal Eric Casebolt grabbing the girl by her head and pinning her to the ground with his knees as she lay face down in a swimsuit. Then he turned to point his gun at other teens. Police say Casebolt and other officers responded to disturbance calls Friday. Someone complained that several teens didn't have permission to use the pool in the Craig Ranch subdivision and refused to leave. Other callers said they'd started fighting. At a press conference Sunday, Police Chief Greg Conley wouldn't discuss specific actions seen in the video.
I am committed to a complete and thorough investigation into this incident. We will be forthcoming in this process. However, I ask that all persons be patient and respect the investigative process.
The Alenka Green Defense Committee planned a march for justice in response to the incident for this evening at 6:30 at Comstock Elementary School in McKinney. You can find footage of the confrontation at keranews.org. We haven't seen rain in more than a week, but North Texas is still feeling the after effects of last month's heavy rainfall. Yesterday's DFW Dragon Boat Festival in Irving was canceled due to health concerns from sewage that flowed into Lake Carillon. Irving city officials are encouraging residents to also avoid the Trinity River and the Campion Trail, but they say the city's drinking water is safe. In Grand Prairie, the water levels are still high at Joe Pool Lake, but nearby businesses are trying to recover. Lake Ridge Golf Center reopened over the weekend. William Land works at the family business.
We've actually been closed for like 2 to 3 weeks just because when it gets too wet out here on the golf range, you know, we're right next to the lake, so it's just been flooding. You know, any water we get just ruins business completely.
And flooding concerns go well past the driving range. There have been at least 24 deaths from recent flash flooding in Texas. We go now to our real-life health series, Vital Signs, for a look at what the CDC ranks as the fifth leading cause of unintentional injury in this country, drowning. Some of those helping state teams search for flood victims work in UT Southwestern's Emergency Medicine Department. Dr. Deborah Dirks chairs that department. She talked with me about factors that influence drowning risk and what the search efforts were like for her colleagues.
I think the hard part about it is all the rescues are trained to save lives, and after time it becomes more of a recovery mission. And it involves a transition of kind of what you're looking for and what you're doing. Interacting with the family becomes a lot different.
As far as you know, who have been most of the victims?
The ones that we most hear about are the children. And I think in this flood, we've had a lot. You know, typically when you look at flood victims, they are younger adults in general from drownings themselves, which accounts for about 3/4 of all deaths from floods.
Really?
And part of it is really flash floods, unexpected, but also some risk behavior. You know, you see all the signs now around Dallas, do not drive into floodwater. People driving cars in to areas that they think they can get through and get stuck, don't realize the currents, how fast it's rising, and unfortunately they can get out of a moving, you know, of a car who's stuck in a flash flood. And the reality is, unless it's submerged, it's really almost impossible to get out of a car.
If you've been able to find the victims sooner, might it have made a difference in whether they had survived or not?
You know, I think a lot of times when you talk about drowning, you're talking about minutes in the water. And so unless somebody sees that person go under, it really becomes almost a recovery very, very rapidly.
Drowning occurs very quickly?
The amount of time you can go without oxygen varies, but usually it's a matter of minutes. In these flash flood, people underestimate the currents, or they get stuck in a current. There may be debris that hit them. So it can be a combination of drowning, high waters, trauma, and really the combination of those, especially when you talk about these rivers that are moving really rapidly, is very, very dangerous.
Though surviving a drowning does not necessarily mean that you escape without injury of some type.
Right. Our functioning requires oxygen. And so you can survive a drowning, but if you don't get enough oxygen to your brain, you can be severely damaged from that and actually may not be able to function like you would normally do.
So when you do find someone who is, well, let's say a near drowning, what then should they do?
I can't underestimate the importance of calling 911 and staying on the line. Those dispatchers can help anybody through those situations if they explain what's going on. The other thing is hopefully most people have some understanding of CPR. If someone's not breathing and their heart's not beating, just using compressions and pushing on their chest will get oxygen to them and will help.
You need to pull them from the water to do that,
but do
you have to be careful in how you do it?
If it's a trauma, if they went in and dove off a diving board and you think they are in the situation they are because they hit their head, making sure their neck is well controlled, but I think more importantly is getting them out of the water so you can actually give them life-saving intervention, call 911 and get people there to help them.
What should you not do?
As a rescuer, put yourself in at risk also so that not only you and the victim have a low chance of survival. The other thing to do is not do is once you've get them out of the pool, move them significantly. Don't put them in the back of a car to get them to the hospital. Nothing happens without prevention. And I think that as a city, as a county, we really need to focus on preventing, which is what you've seen all along on the streets being publicized. Don't drive into water. When we talk about pools, watch your kids. They can get over a fence lickety-split, and you can, you know, and so just knowing where children are, having somebody always designated in a pool party as we get to graduation to be that person who is watching people in the water. And so the best thing we can do for local is prevention, flood warnings. If you can prevent, if you know it's not a flash flood, read the signs. Don't go into water.
Dr. Dirks, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Dr. Deborah Dirks chairs the Department of Emergency Medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center and oversees the faculty practice of emergency medicine at Parkland Hospital and Clements University Hospital. There's more of my talk with Dr. Dirks at keranews.org. From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.